From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The race for Illinois governor is accelerating ahead of this year's abnormally delayed primary election. Incumbent Democrat J.B. Pritzker recently dropped another $90 million into his campaign fund. And on the Republican side, there's a new entrant into an already crowded field with a pledge of significant financial support from the wealthiest man in Illinois. The primary this year is scheduled for June 28th. The general election remains in November. Joining us now to talk about the state of the race are two of my favorite State House reporters. They're based at outlets in central Illinois. Hannah Meisel is the State House editor for the 21st partner station, NPR Illinois, WUIS in Springfield. Hannah, always nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And Brendan Moore covers state government for Lee Enterprises newspapers, including the Herald and Review and Decatur and the Pantograph in Bloomington Normal. Brendan, welcome back. Good to talk with you again as well.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having me.
All right, Hannah, I want to get into the money aspect of the race a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Richard Ervin. I think this is somebody who is probably not on a lot of people's radars, at least outside of the Aurora area until a couple of weeks ago, and probably still at this point. Who is he? What's going on there?
That's right. So Richard Ervin is the mayor of Aurora and has been since 2017, got elected to a second term last spring. And Richard Ervin is kind of the candidate that everyone has been waiting for on the GOP side. You know, the folks who declared a year ago, you know, even half a year ago, the GOP race for, you know, the governor, you know, to be the nominee to take on J.B. Pritzker next in November. It's been a little bit lackluster in terms of, you know, those who, you know, major funders and those who are kind of the main political operatives here in Illinois would want to get excited about, would want to spend money and resources and time on. And so Richard Ervin is supposed to be that kind of crossover candidate, and he is a part of this kind of slate. And it's nothing we've seen really in Illinois politics before. There is this slate of, I guess you would say, moderate, definitely business-focused Republican candidates who are going to be reportedly, you know, backed by Ken Griffin, who is the owner of Citadel, the hedge fund, who which is based in Chicago, and he's definitely among the richest in Illinois. I don't think he is the richest. I think that's something that a lot of people say, but I don't think he is the richest.
Yeah, I know there's that one other guy out there whose name I can never remember, who kind of like really lays low.
He is worth about $20 billion. Yeah, okay. Nothing to sniff at for sure. And Ken Griffin has been active in Illinois Republican politics for a while. Obviously, his name has come up a lot before in recent years. But so Richard Ervin is this Aurora mayor, and he's got a very interesting background. He is the first Black mayor of Aurora, a town, you know, it's the second largest city in Illinois, and it's a place that is very diverse, and it has gotten a lot more diverse in, you know, the last decade or two or three. And, you know, he grew up very poor, was born to a 16-year-old mother, and he, you know, he joined the Army, went to college, and then law school, GI Bill, and then he worked for 6 years as a prosecutor, and we could get into that later. He's trying to play up his you know, prosecutorial roots, and then he went into private practice and then ran for Aurora City Council in, I think, 2007, and then he ran for mayor a couple times, and then third time's the charm, and he got it in 2017.
So in some ways, this is an old story on the Republican side, right, Brendan? The you have the sort of conservative movement people in the race. Darren Bailey is one of them. Gary Rabin is fighting for that position. He's, you know, been very active in the anti-vaccination or test mandate realm of things. And Darren Bailey, of course, is famously anti-vaccination or test mandate and anti-mask, things like that. And this is, I mean, Hannah used the term moderate to describe him. I guess that's, you know, in the eye of the beholder, what issue you're talking about. But Brendan, maybe you can just talk a little bit about Avery Bourne as well. This is, it struck me looking at their website, you usually don't hear the candidate and the running mate announced in one go, but that was what the strategy they're using here.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of goes back to the whole slate concept that Hannah had brought up, and the quote unquote slate acknowledged that they are working together as a team last week. But yes, when it was announced on Martin Luther King Jr. Day that Richard Irving would be running for governor, Avery Born was included in the video. She's all over his website. She is definitely a part of this team. Just to give a little bit of background on her, she is a state representative from the 95th House District, which includes a lot of conservative areas in central Illinois, south of Springfield. It's a rural district. She was appointed to that House seat in 2015. After the state rep that had it was appointed DNR director. At the time, she was, I believe, 22 years old. So she was the, many believe, the youngest, or at least one of the youngest lawmakers ever appointed to the House. And she's an outspoken conservative. She is basically any issue you can think of. A rock red, ruby red Republican. She perhaps gained some. She was in the spotlight a little bit in 2019 when she was the main Republican speaking in opposition to the Reproductive Health Act. She was visibly pregnant at the time, and she is again. You can't really question her conservative bona fides. And I think that is what really attracted Irvin and this the folks behind his campaign to her, because she can serve as kind of a validator of Irvin in downstate Illinois with conservative voters. Because as was mentioned, there's kind of this tension between these different wings of the party. The Illinois Republican Party historically was dominated by much more business friendly country club types, based in suburban Chicago. But obviously, over the years, the party has moved, the base of the party has moved more downstate, more conservative, less focused on some of those business friendly issues. But obviously, those are the type of voters that you need in the suburbs, maybe a little bit more moderate on social issues, to win a general election. So I believe they view Irvin as somebody who can attract some of those moderate voters in the suburbs, be an attractive general election candidate. But the fact that you have Avery Born on the ticket, perhaps serves as a case that. Or a reassurance to the base that this is a conservative ticket, that you're not forgotten here, even though we're going with a mayor from Aurora who maybe is not as conservative as your typical base Republican voter.
Yeah. All right. Let me just take a moment to remind listeners we're talking about the state of the Illinois gubernatorial campaign and some developments there. We're speaking with Hannah Meisel, State House editor for WUIS NPR Illinois in Springfield, and Brendan Moore covers state government for Lee Enterprises newspapers, which has the Herald and Review and the Pantograph, among other papers across Illinois and across the country. Hannah, money. Let's talk about the money aspect. And we've gone through more than half of our time for this conversation. But there, I mentioned $90 million from Governor Pritzker. Ken Griffin is willing to has pledged what $300 million. Can you talk about that?
Reportedly, yes.
Yeah.
That
Can you talk
has
about
been up
that
to the
aspect of
table.
this race? I mean, this is, it's essentially limitless, right? The amount of money that's going to be spent on TV ads and online ads.
Oh, it's going to be, I mean, think back to 4 years ago how obnoxiously expensive that race was, from start to finish, primary to general. J.B. Pritzker in 2018 spent $171.5 million to defeat Bruce Bremer. And this, both Ken Griffin, obviously, who I said is going to be backing that Richard Irvin and the rest of the slate, just billionaire beyond even what J.B. Pritzker is. And so they're both going to be reaching into their almost limitless pockets. And it's going to be wild. But you know, what this says is, you know, it's a show of force. And like you mentioned at the top, most people aren't, you know, familiar with who Richard Ervin is. If anyone of the GOP gubernatorial field that it's heard of, it would be State Senator Darren Bailey, the ultra conservative who has spent a lot of the last 2 years trying to, you know, in court defeat Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID restrictions. And he's gotten himself pretty famous in Republican, especially downstate circles that way. Of course, then also rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But, you know, that's the name ID he has. But name ID is going to be pretty big, and you're going to need to spend a lot. But the rest
of course, with the
field,
primary, you could win with 20% or something. There's so many people in the race, right?
Right. That's very true. But, you know, the money that Ken Griffin has vowed to spend would blow any of the already declared four out of the water. It is, you know, we had filings due last week for the fourth quarter of 2021. And it is obvious, you know, how little money, you know, Gary Rabin, Darren Bailey, former state senator, Paul Schimpf especially, just has almost no money. And then also the kind of mystery in this race, a Jesse Sullivan, who is a former kind of tech person who spent a lot of years out in California, also had an interesting past working in progressive politics, but now says he is a Republican running, and he got about $11 million of California tech money in the fall. But since then, kind of a weird silent race that he is apparently running, but the money is going to be huge.
I'm going to commit the cardinal sin of people who are political reporters and say, I do see a lot of yard signs for Jesse Sullivan. Of course, yard signs don't vote, but I guess
vote.
That's where some of those, that $9 million went early on. Brendan, I'm sure you saw that story about Senator Darren Bailey and shifting so much of his money to other people in Illinois. Do you have a sense of any other idea of what's going on with him in the race? Is he serious? And maybe we should mention that nobody has actually officially filed because the filing season hasn't even started. That doesn't happen until March, right?
That's right. Candidates started collecting petitions, I believe it was last week, maybe the week before. It all blends together now. But yes, and I believe the report you're referring to was Senator Bailey was moving money to some of his colleagues, close allies in the House and Senate, informal group of lawmakers known as the Eastern Bloc, who are among the most conservative in the General Assembly. You know, there's been some, I don't say paranoia, but obviously to go into a little bit into another race, there's a big Republican congressional primary taking place down in this neck of the woods. It's Rodney Davis versus Mary Miller. And there's been some paranoia that Rodney Davis and allies of him have been maybe looking to fund primary challenges to some of these Eastern Bloc members who are mostly, I believe most of, not all of them are supporting Mary Miller in her primary of Davis. So Senator Bailey is, you've been shifting some money around to support some of his colleagues. As Hannah said, you know, he's raised some money, but he's burning through it pretty quickly. And clearly in his own race for governor, I mean, he has name recognition for his challenges to Governor Pritzker, but at the same time, that's not going to come close to if Ken Griffin, you know, keeps his spends what he says he's going to spend. Richard Ervin will certainly have probably more money to work with than someone like a Darren Bailey.
Okay, Hannah, almost out of time, less than a minute left. Governor Pritzker's already up with ads. I don't know if you've seen, I've seen him on YouTube. I guess they're on over-the-air TV. I admittedly don't watch a lot of that these days, but what is the tone? What are you getting from his message so far?
Well, Well, his message is, you know, look at my record, look at the last 4 years. His message is, look at what I've done for the state, look at the fiscal stability, which honestly, I mean, if you remember the budget impasse days, obviously no one wants to get back to that, but I'm not sure that's the best, you know, bang for his buck. Obviously he's got a lot of bucks to work with, and this is only the opening salvo, but, you know, he's also focusing on reproductive rights. And, you know, when he announced his reelection campaign this summer, he was all about, look at my COVID response. And then of course we saw two more variants and things weren't going well, but I'm sure that as the Omicron variant subsides, we'll see more of that messaging too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much of this race does hinge on the state's COVID response, what it did do, what it should have done. A lot of competing ideas about that. All right, we will be following it. We'll be following your coverage. Thank you for keeping us informed. Hannah Meisel, State House Editor with NPR Illinois. Brendan Moore covers state government for Lee Enterprises, including the Herald and Review in Decatur and the Pantograph in Bloomington Normal. Hannah, Brendan, thanks for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thanks, Mackie.
Thanks, Brian.
More to come after a short break. Stay with us.